Why do some women religiously count calories, log every workout, and still watch the scale refuse to budge, while their male partners effortlessly drop pounds eating the same meals? The answer lies in a conversation happening inside your body that you've never been taught to hear. Your hormones are constantly sending signals, interpreting every bite of food as instructions. Store this as fat, burn that for energy, feel hungry now, feel satisfied later. For women over 35, this conversation becomes increasingly garbled. Insulin whispers the wrong messages. Cortisol shouts over everyone else. Estrogen and progesterone fade to murmurs. The result? Weight that clings stubbornly to your midsection, energy that evaporates by afternoon, and a metabolism that feels like it's given up entirely. Picture your endocrine system as a symphony orchestra where every hormone is an instrument that must play in perfect harmony. When insulin spikes too high, it's like a tuba blasting over the violins. When cortisol stays elevated from chronic stress, it drowns out the delicate notes of growth hormone and testosterone. This cacophony becomes harder to conduct after age 35, when metabolism naturally downshifts and hormonal production begins its gradual decline. Here's what most people miss. Conventional diet advice treats everyone like identical machines, calories in, calories out. But women's bodies operate with fundamentally different software than men's. Research reveals men lose twice as much weight on identical diets and are 40% more likely to maintain that loss long term. This isn't about dedication or discipline. It's about biology that's been ignored by a medical establishment that designed its protocols around male bodies. What if the problem isn't your willpower, but your fluency in your body's native tongue? Food isn't just fuel, it's information. That pasta signals your hormones to store fat. The avocado, instructions to burn energy. Every meal rewrites your body's script. Most women unknowingly trigger fat storage, inflammation, and hormonal chaos. Healthy fats satisfy hunger, stabilize blood sugar, and provide raw materials for hormone production. Without adequate fat, hormones can't be built, cells can't communicate, metabolism sputters. Keto has treated epilepsy for over a century before becoming a weight loss phenomenon. Men experience remarkable results: mental clarity, reduced inflammation, significant fat loss. Women, often a different story. Consider Jen, who gained weight on the same keto diet that helped her fiancé drop 12 pounds. Testing revealed sky-high cortisol, prediabetes despite low-carb eating, certain fats spike blood sugar in women, borderline thyroid issues, carbs support thyroid conversion, and systemic inflammation. Her body responded exactly as female physiology does to protocols designed without women in mind. Women's bodies resist fat-burning mode longer, respond more inflammatorily to certain fats, and store fat more efficiently, an evolutionary advantage turned modern liability. Even fat distribution matters. Apple-shaped women, weight around waist, face different metabolic challenges than pear-shaped, hips and thighs, or celery-shaped women. Your shape predicts dietary response. When Jen switched to a protocol honoring her female biology, incorporating strategic detoxification, adjusting macronutrients for hormonal needs, timing meals strategically, she lost 12 pounds in 4 weeks and reversed her prediabetes. At 44, Nicole arrived with stubborn belly fat, night sweats, declining sex drive, and disappearing muscle. Testing revealed depleted testosterone and DHA hormones most associate with men. Yet testosterone is women's most abundant, biologically active hormone, with receptors throughout the body from brain to bone to bedroom. The real game changer for female fat loss is growth hormone, the metabolic switch determining whether your body burns or stores fat. Modern life systematically depletes it through insufficient sleep, chronic stress, constant carbohydrate consumption, and sedentary behavior. Women's growth hormone operates differently than men's. Premenopausal women maintain higher levels through continuous pulses generated primarily during sleep, a critical vulnerability since women suffer insomnia at twice men's rate. After 50, women's markers fall below men's, creating metabolic disadvantage precisely when maintaining muscle becomes most challenging. Strategic interventions speak growth hormone's language. Intermittent fasting boosts it up to 1,300% in women. High-intensity interval training triggers dramatic spikes. Women's levels peak at 20 minutes post-exercise versus 40 for men. Regular sauna use increases it by 140%. One experiment demonstrated 53% increase using a simple 20-minute Sprint 8 protocol 4 times weekly, proof that female metabolism responds powerfully when you speak its language. The protocol begins with a fundamental shift. You're not fighting your body, you're learning to communicate with it. This 4-week program moves through strategic phases: detoxification to support toxin release from stored fat, strict carbohydrate limitation to flip the metabolic switch from sugar burning to fat burning, and gradual reintroduction of slow-burn carbohydrates to avoid extreme restriction. Dietary change feels impossibly hard because of habit memories, neural patterns that transform conscious food decisions into subconscious behaviors. A cookie represents childhood birthday parties, your grandmother's kitchen, stress relief after difficult days. The good news? Taste buds regenerate every 2 weeks, allowing you to consciously rewrite these memories by creating new associations with hormone-supporting foods. Create a personal value statement as your compass during challenging moments. Not lose 20 pounds, but why hormonal balance matters. Modeling healthy attitudes for your daughter, appearing confidently in family photos, or combating genetic diabetes risks. The macronutrient framework: 25 grams net carbs daily, 50 to 75 grams protein, preserving muscle without excess converting to sugar, and 60 to 90 grams healthy fats, comprising 60 to 70% of calories. This fat emphasis supports hormone production, since many hormones derive from cholesterol. Recommended sources include avocados, dark chocolate, 90% plus cocoa, extra virgin olive oil, up to 5 tablespoons daily, and moderate nuts and seeds. MCT oil at 1 to 1.5 tablespoons daily increases satiety for up to 48 hours while supporting ketone production. Most weight loss programs overlook a critical reality. Fat tissue stores toxins like BPA, pesticides, and heavy metals that disrupt hormones. When you burn fat, these toxins flood your bloodstream. Without proper detoxification support, your body becomes overwhelmed, triggering inflammation, stalled weight loss, and feeling miserable despite eating right. The body detoxifies in 3 phases, with phase 3, elimination through urine, feces, and sweat, being crucial. Support this with clean protein for liver function, fiber-rich vegetables that bind toxins, sulfur-rich cruciferous vegetables that activate detox pathways, anti-inflammatory fats, and at least 60 ounces of filtered water daily with electrolytes. Daily bowel movements are essential, otherwise toxins recirculate. Sweating becomes non-negotiable. Exercise to perspiration, emphasizing resistance training over cardio. Hot Epsom salt baths: 4 cups Epsom salts, 1 to 2 cups baking soda, essential oils, 20 plus minutes, support detoxification and magnesium absorption. Regular sauna use amplifies detoxification while boosting growth hormone. Quality sleep: 7 to 8.5 hours with 90 to 120 minutes deep sleep is essential for growth hormone production and the brain's natural detoxification process. Layering intermittent fasting onto this foundation creates metabolic magic. Circadian-based fasting, eating several hours after sunrise and stopping hours before sunset, leverages natural hormone patterns. The 16-8 pattern, 16-hour fast, 8-hour eating window, reverses weight gain, restores gene expression disrupted by postmenopausal obesity, improves blood sugar, lowers cardiovascular and cancer risk, slows aging, converts white fat to calorie-burning brown fat, and reshapes gut bacteria, all without calorie restriction. Start gradually with 12 to 14-hour overnight fasts on non-consecutive days. Eat carbohydrates in the morning when insulin sensitivity peaks, keep dinners low carb, and consume only non-caloric drinks during fasting periods. After 4 weeks, find your personal carbohydrate threshold, that individualized limit where you maintain weight loss without triggering fat storage. starting from 20 to 25 net carbs, increase by 5 grams every 3 days while tracking weight, blood sugar, and ketones. When weight rises and ketones drop below 0.5 milliliters, you found your limit. Warning signs include 2+ pound gain over 72 hours, fasting glucose above 85 milligrams per deciliter, declining ketones, post-meal fatigue, brain fog, and bloating. Test food intolerances by measuring fasting glucose and ketones 3 hours after your last meal. Eat only the suspect food. Common culprits include dairy, grains, gluten, eggs, alcohol, artificial sweeteners, legumes, and prepackaged foods. Measure again at 60 and 100 minutes. Avoid foods causing glucose to rise more than 30 milligrams per deciliter at 60 minutes or preventing return to baseline after 2 hours. Limit anything dropping ketones by 0.5 to 1.0 millimoles per liter or pushing your glucose ketone index above 10. For sustainable eating, many women thrive on a low-carb Mediterranean approach, emphasizing plant-based whole foods, moderate fish and seafood, olive oil as primary fat, limited red meat and dairy, and staying below your personal carb threshold. This balances metabolic flexibility with hormonal homeostasis. You now possess something rare, fluency in your body's language. You understand how foods translate to hormonal instructions, how to support detoxification, how to leverage circadian rhythms, and how to identify your personal carbohydrate threshold. Your endocrine system remains malleable regardless of age. Long-term success isn't about control. It's about valuing metabolic flexibility above fleeting pleasures. Your hormones aren't enemies to be conquered. They're allies waiting to be understood.